Oh. You hit the button, dude.
I'm supposed to hit the button.
Levels are low again.
Oh, I know why. Oh, there we go.
There we
that's,
go.
That's a little better.
A little bit better. Gotta sit closer.
Damn this technology.
I know. Once again, we spend 15 minutes setting up this fucking studio.
I know, because it's ridiculous.
Quote unquote.
Because nobody will give us any dang money.
I bet that's Aaron.
Oh, it's possible.
It's possible, Pig.
You guys haven't, the audience hasn't heard the dogs in a couple episodes.
That's true. Now. There hasn't been a dog portion of our episode in a while. Hey, I was thinking about something. I was thinking about our podcast.
You were?
I was.
Odd.
And I was thinking to myself that I started getting obsessed with the number of downloads. Like, we started to get into the hundreds, right?
Yeah, well, we're totally obsessed with that.
Right. And so I started thinking to myself, how can we get more listeners?
Well, we pay them.
Well, I was thinking, I know some people that listen to the show. My buddy Rodian is one of them. And this is a good example, right? I would imagine that he likes the tech and science stuff, but has no interest in the role-playing game stuff or the martial arts stuff.
Right.
I mean, maybe a little bit of interest in the martial arts
that's
stuff.
That's which most of our audience probably works.
Right.
They and, like portions of it, but...
Right. So I'm thinking, should we split it into different shows? Should we... And then I started thinking, well, why are we doing this? Are we doing this so people listen to our podcast or just because it's fun to fuck around?
We're doing it because we like to hear ourselves talk.
I think so, too. So, I don't know. After a small debate with myself, I decided that we probably shouldn't bother to change the format and just keep going the way we're going.
Yeah.
And
you know, and if people really care that much, they'd send us a fucking email.
Or stop listening.
Go up to the forums and post something there or anything like that. So obviously people don't really care.
No. All right. Well, then I guess we'll just keep going. Oh, one of the things I had thought about doing, if you listen to the Fightcast podcast, which is a... Gracie Jiu-Jitsu podcast.
Really?
What they do is they're using some Mac software where they create chapters. And each chapter also has an image associated with it that changes while you're listening to iTunes.
Very nice.
And I don't know if you remember, but I had that idea of having a MP3 listen or a podcast integrated web browser.
Yes.
Where it changes the web page based on the feed.
Right.
That's sort of what this thing does. It just shows an image, but it's a clickable image, so you can click on it and it goes to a link.
See, that's brilliant.
So I got finally got an AB switch at home for my Mac at home.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you had that Mac over there.
I have
there.
That old G4.
That's right.
And I'm going to hook that up and see if I can't get that to work. And make chapters. And I don't know if it'll be this show or the next show or whatever it'll be, but it'll just be fun.
And that's like one of our little ploys for our show is that we mix up how we record the show
every single time.
Do it.
Yeah.
Although this is a rerun hookup. Only
it
because
is? Oh yeah, it is a rerun
we've done
hookup.
This was our early hookup.
I think
the very first one we did was this. It's this, you know, that crazy microphone.
The single boom mic with the but it's on your machine, not the laptop.
Oh, good point.
So
I thought we've recorded one episode.
I think we
with
did
this,
one
but...
episode with this setup, but
so
no glitches and pops.
It's
with
fun.
The skips. The laptop was giving us the skips.
Yeah,
I'm getting a new laptop. Though.
You need to format that damn thing. That'll fix
Fuck
all your problems.
No, dude.
It'll fix all your problems.
Fuck
format
no.
it. Why would you not format it? I format all my computers once a year.
Wow.
And my computers work great.
I bet, dude. I do it as little as human. I hate doing it. It's a bane of my existence. So, let's see. What else was I was thinking about podcasts I've been listening to lately. That fight cast is a pretty good one.
I'm gonna have to check that out because that does sound pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Geeksan said your name.
I know. Isn't that cool?
I had to laugh.
I'm famous.
Dan Williams. I know that guy. Oh yeah.
Hey.
I know that guy.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Podscope is the site that I was trying to think of last episode.
And that's
that actually searches through. It listens to the podcasts, searching for specific audio.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool site.
Podscope.
All right. Podscope. So this is a pretty quick one.
This is going to be a short episode.
We just got done with our last episode on Wednesday, and now it's Saturday. Yeah. So
we were late with the last one. This one's going to be a little bit shorter.
It may be a little bit late because I'm going to try to get this on the Mac and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to do the chapters for this one.
Oh, and see, here we are with very little stuff this time.
But that's okay, because then I have less work to do when I deal with the chapters.
That's true.
So, what the hell?
All right, well, let's dive right in.
I do have a martial arts thing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that I actually was thinking about it because it was so amusing from what that guy said of, please remember the names of the UFC guys.
Angry Willie.
Right, and before the podcast today, I was thinking, oh, man, I can't wait for the fight between those two guys because that one guy is really good and he's really going to kick the shit out of that other guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to that to that fight where you can't remember the names even for yourself.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. That fight comes out on, I want to say the weekend of the 19th. The weekend of the 19th is the next UFC fight.
Okay.
So you can get on pay-per-view. That is also the release of the Harry Potter movie.
And
that is also the day we have our Winter Storm campaign.
Should we look that up or something?
Wait, what's today?
Pause it or something? I don't know.
Today's the 5th, right?
Why not? Let's check.
It is the 5th. Today, guess what today is?
What's today?
Today is D&D Day.
It is?
Yes. November 5th.
Is D&D Day.
Dungeons & Dragons Day. Today, baby.
Wow.
Woo!
All right.
Nerds unite!
That's right. Never mind. So, I mentioned to you the other day that I was watching a UFC and I saw some guy getting taken out by a spinning back kick.
To the body.
Holy shit. It rocked him, put him down. He was done. He was done.
Yeah, Angry Willie was talking about that the other day, actually. He was talking about that fight, and he was so surprised because it was a body shot.
Yeah.
And done. Done.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is that I have always been very leery of spinning kicks of any kind.
Yes.
Because
you should be.
Right, because regardless of how short a time it is, there is a moment in which you have to take your eyes off your opponent.
Yes. Unless
you bend your back all the way around or something crazy like that.
Right.
No.
Unless you're a contortionist.
So the timing has to be absolutely perfect.
Yes. You know? Or they have to be staggered enough to where you know they're not going to react.
Yeah, this guy got rocked. And then he got a flying knee into the chest after that.
Yeah.
Right into the sternum.
I'll tell you what, though. Chuck's done it to me a couple times when we've sparred. And he's got the timing's there.
The timing.
Because you see someone start to do something, and you know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And you know how long it's going to take them and where they're going to be when they're done.
Yeah.
And if you combine all of those elements together.
And you have your timing just right.
And your
right.
timing is there. You're going to rock
It's a great
somebody.
Kick. It's a spinning back kick's a really powerful kick.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't hurt, it knocks you back. It really does. I mean, when Chuck throws him and he hits me, obviously he doesn't hit me full bore.
Right, right.
He even pulls him, but when he catches me good, I mean, I completely stagger backwards. Yep.
I think they're very dangerous to miss as well.
Oh, yeah. Because if you miss one...
You're done. Yeah.
You are done. It's a fully committed attack.
Yes.
And those are always dangerous unless you are damn sure you can fully commit and not miss. Or at least, you know, come through and realize you're going to be still okay when you're done.
Well, I'm bummed Aaron's not here yet. I was hoping we'd have a guest on the show.
He got started a little late, so he's making gumbo for the party tonight.
Oh.
His gumbo is probably some of the best gumbo I've ever had in my whole life.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Very cool.
He's an excellent gumbo maker.
Very cool. Gumbo.
Gumbo. Man, our audio levels are just looking super low.
I know. It's like I'm wondering if anybody will be able to hear any of this.
Are we talking loud enough now? Okay, that's better. See, we just
sort of.
I feel like we're trying to make out here, surrounded by this stupid microphone.
It's really weird. It seemed like last time they were just fine, but we've got the mic maxed out and everything.
I know.
Well, we'll just risk it, like we always do.
What's the worst it's going to do? It's going to skip and pop and hiss.
And we're not going to have a show?
Yeah.
Yeah. People will be crying in the streets, I'm sure.
All right.
So
a couple things here. I'm going to start out with the PM Wikey because we changed our Wikey.
I was going to say, the tech tips, we can go into the PM Wikey a little bit. I like the Wikizor logo.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I got that font finally figured out now. But so we have a new Wikey, and we use the PM Wikey, which is this Wikey software that's actually skinnable. What are some of the features that we got?
It's skinnable. It's you
can lock individual pages with a password.
Permissions.
You can do passwords via groups of Wikis. You can group your Wikis. You know, you have Wiki categories, and basically you can lock categories. You can upload files.
I like the skin a shitload better than the last one.
Yeah, the skin that we're using is very called Dropdown.
Okay.
So it's the Dropdown skin.
That's a lot more friendly.
Yeah, and
it looks
kind of similar to Wikipedia.
Yeah, a little bit.
So it's very nice. I like that there's buttons or tabs at the top instead of having to remember the URL to type in.
Yeah, that was the thing for me too, is the tabs at the top.
So it's very nice. I think it's pretty user-friendly. I love the fact that there's actually a history you can go through, and you can actually roll back to a specific version in history. I saw that in the other one. I was looking for it in the current one that we have here, and I didn't see the... Oh, there it is.
Restore.
Restore.
Yep.
So you can restore to an old version. I love that. I think that's great.
I think so, too.
Because I have this habit of destroying things and then not being able to get back to them.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Well, cool.
PM Wikey, it's very cool, and of course it's free. The very nice thing about it, it doesn't use a database.
Right.
Everything is stored in flat files.
Flat files.
And I think that's awesome.
Yep. Is it like XML files or something?
No, straight up text.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So, and I think the names really have a lot to do with it. You know what I mean? Like our podcast episodes are podcast.episode some number.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a nice way to organize them by name.
Yeah.
It's old school. I
guess one of the things I liked about the old one is that if you look at the link for episode 14, for example, it's www.rockstormedia.com/wiki/index.php?n=podcast.episode14.
Now, here's the thing, though. You don't need the index on there. You can just do wiki and n podcast.episode14. There's also an add-on that lets us just type in
wiki episode 14.
No, wiki/podcast/episode14. Right? The problem is it doesn't work with all instances, and it didn't seem to work with our version of PHP that's running on .exe.
But I think that's a very minor issue,
right,
in my opinion.
And most people aren't going to type to it anyway. Right. Most people are going to go to our site, go to the Wiki. Well, I take that back. Actually, no one's ever going to go to the site. No one's going
to
click on the show notes. Yeah. Well, except for number three.
Number three does. Yeah.
So this could
our
be a nice
one
mental,
faithful fan.
Could be a nice mental challenge for him.
That's right.
All right. We've blabbered on enough. Let's move on. PM Wiki.
It's got a nice search functionality, too.
Yeah, the search functionality.
Functionality?
The search functionality is a whooping cool.
See, now that audio level is right.
It's because when we bust out
when
the
we
sound
set
effects.
Functionality.
Functionality.
All right.
All right.
Enough of that.
I found a cartoon podcast.
Yeah, I was looking at that, not really understanding what I was looking at.
Well,
is this a video podcast cartoon?
Cartoon video podcast.
Nice.
Created expressly for distribution of world-class content on portable video devices.
Very nice.
A la the iPod, PlayStation Portable, blah, blah, blah. So.
Very cool.
We'll say podcast. That's more of a video cast, a video podcast. Is there a specific name for a video podcast?
No, I think they're now calling video podcast. They're calling both audio and video podcasts. I think since the video iPod.
Excuse me.
But I think previously they were known as video casts.
Choking on my own spit.
Yeah, that's...
I hate it when that happens.
Spit goes in your stomach hole.
Goes in your esophagus.
And air goes...
Epiglottal failure!
And air goes in your lung holes.
Speaking of holes...
Do not aspirate your spit.
We have an article here about the analog hole.
Analog hole.
the analog hole... is the hole where you basically the Electronic Frontier Foundation is trying to fight a bill
that we talked about last time?
No, this is different. This will restrict owners of analog devices from recording analog content.
Ah.
I.e. taking your TV, watching some cool show like, you know, Sluts Gone Wild and recording it for some later consumption.
I can't dub my tapes anymore.
Right.
I can't make my own mixtapes.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, well, what my one question was when I saw this?
Yeah.
Is what's going to happen to things like TiVo? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, TiVo is a pretty big deal. You're recording.
It's a digital recorder.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's a digital recorder. See, the difference is, and what they're trying to get around, why it's called an analog hole, is that because... they said that dubbing tapes isn't as bad as copying a CD.
Because tapes suck and who would want to watch them anyway?
Well, because the quality degrades with every copy.
Yes.
So because things are digital now, they don't degrade when you copy them. So I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, you know what? Just make copying illegal no matter what it is. Then no one could ever say, well, I could do it with my tapes. Why can't I do it with my CDs?
Right.
Because the subtlety is too difficult for people to understand, and they don't really care. And
well, hey.
I just think that the whole thing is good for the lawyers.
The whole thing?
The whole kit and the caboodle.
You know what? They can stuff the kit and the caboodle. The caboodle?
Caboodle. The kit and the caboodle.
Yeah, they can stuff that in their analog hole.
If anyone can figure out the origin of that saying, I have always wondered, and I've Googled it, and I've looked it up everywhere.
You do Google Answers?
Well, I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, you want it for free.
Yeah, I want one of our fanboys.
You know who's going to find the answer?
Mike.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
He will come to here.
Yeah. What the fuck is a kit, and what's a caboodle, and why the fuck would I want all of it?
I don't know. It must be good.
That's what I'm thinking.
It must be good. Yeah. I think everyone should have a kit in a caboodle.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, I had to digress to the analog hole because it related to the...
Yeah, so I
about.
Think what they're trying to do is they're just trying to cover all their bases and say, make the whole fucking thing illegal, and then we don't have to have this argument about why can I do my tapes and not my CDs.
Right.
Which is bullshit.
That is bullshit. Along the same lines, I guess, still talking about digital this, recording that, whatever.
Video and the podcasting star.
Yes. What they talk about here is that with the release of the iPod video...
Oh, Cinecast is doing their cast in video now.
Yeah, that's not my point, though.
Oh, that's cool. What? Oh, sorry, dude.
They basically said that with the release of iTunes, when they did their video, there wasn't a significant jump of people subscribing to video casts. However, since the release of the iPod video, the amount of people now looking at video content has gone up dramatically. So they're basically saying that the iTunes thing really had no effect. Now you have this portable device, and it did have a massive effect. So I just thought it was interesting that...
I think one of the reasons I think that's true, though, is media. I think it's not necessarily that a shitload of people ran out and got new video iPods, but that there was so much hype around it, people are like, oh, they're doing video now? Because I know that, like, Digital Life TV was out. There were a Tiki Bar was out, and those are ones that I had never paid attention to, spurred the sort of the video podcasting, but it was based on the media hype and not necessarily...
Right.
But, you know, you and I have talked about this. Like, I downloaded, I think it's called Photoshop TV or something like that.
Yeah.
And I also downloaded Digital Life TV.
Okay.
But I can't watch them at work.
Right.
So it doesn't. I mean, I watched one
it's
over.
It's okay
a lunch
to listen
hour.
To like the radio or whatever at work,
right? Right.
But you can't watch TV,
a video
and watch
cast
movies.
Up and running.
It's
now. I guess if I've got a computer hooked up to my TV, and I guess I could download the video there and then watch it on my TV. But I just watch TV,
right? Although I'm just noticing that I misspoke there. But what they said was what we just said, which is audio podcasts took off like mad. They're still very, very high up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Video podcasts, even with the release of the iPod and the iTunes video, they didn't really take off. I mean, you had some people who posted a bunch of videos and thought, cool, new stuff.
Right.
And then it just petered out.
Right. And I do. I think it's exactly what we were talking about. I mean, the Tiki Bar is pretty high on the list, but I think that's because it's got a picture of a hot chick.
Wow.
And it's labeled explicit.
Right.
So people think that she's going to get naked.
Porn sells, baby.
Dude, I downloaded it. I was like, ooh, click.
I really don't know what you're talking about, but...
Oh, if you go onto iTunes, like the top podcast is Tiki Bar TV.
Oh.
And it's got an explicit tag, and the logo is a picture of a chick.
Right.
Would you not download that?
Right.
Right. So, but they do, it's kind of funny, they do drink recipes. It's like a little skit around a drink recipe.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun.
You know, we actually talked about porn at work the other day.
Really?
Yeah. we talked about the fact that the pornography industry has been a leading...
Yeah, they talk about that a lot, actually.
Developer of technology stuff. I mean, they're the people who push the envelope.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
I think one of those things, especially with the internet, is it's one of the things that makes money. A lot of money.
A lot of money.
On the internet. Yep. So you've got people with a lot of money wanting to figure out better ways to make money.
Yep.
It's just a natural progression.
Yeah.
So
I find that very interesting.
But yeah, I'm sure that they were doing video casts before.
Oh, I bet they were.
The word video cast was... Now, obviously, the podcast is, I mean, you know, that's not... It's an audio thing. It's,
right. I mean, I can just imagine the number of porn clips that are going to be made and pay $2 for a porn clip to download to your iPod video. Now you got porn on the road.
Right.
You know?
Right. And one hand for the iPod video, one hand...
For driving.
For driving.
Right.
There you go.
Who was it last night on, who used to be, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel was on last night. He's at a late show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one of those things. And he was talking about this, and he made a really funny comment, which was, so you can download porn, so you can watch it between those times when you're at home and at work.
right.
You can watch it at home, you can watch it at work, but there's that time in between when you're driving to work where you can't watch it. Now you can.
Now, I'll tell you what, I am totally overstimulated at just in general.
But, I don't know if I wanted to know that, Dan. Especially when you're sitting this
like
close to
right
me.
Now I am, anyway. But I would imagine if you have a long train ride into work or something like that, it would be cool. But I just – well, we've had this conversation with the PSP.
Right. And I'm the free cool watch movies on a screen that small.
Yeah.
Because I love the novelty of it. I'm watching a whole movie
that
most people associate with this huge theater and hundreds of seats and a screen the size of Texas.
But I do think it loses its novelty,
though. And I can watch
that
right there.
Right. But if you had the DVD, would you go down to the basement and watch it on your TV, or would you watch it on your PSP?
No, I'd watch it on my PSP. You want to know why? Because my wife doesn't watch the same movies that I watch.
Ah.
I watch movies like Gladiator and stuff like that where people die and are totally mutilated.
That's what
and
I have a second TV for.
And she doesn't like that stuff. She can't handle that kind of stuff. But I would love to watch that stuff.
Right.
So she can watch her Sex and the City on TV, and I can lay in bed next to her and watch my movies. And I can watch the bloodiest, goriest, cool battles, martial arts stuff, Jackie Chan stuff. And she doesn't have to be bothered by it. But I can still, you know, claim I'm with her, you know. I'm spending, you know, it's together time.
That's right. That's right.
We're just together
weird
watching.
Weird how that works, isn't it?
It is weird how that works.
Yeah. So, okay.
All right. Last thing for tech and science stuff I had here was that there's a critical, get this. I don't know. This is amazing.
I was looking at this.
Critical Windows fix is coming for the PC. I just wanted to point this.
Don't they do that every Tuesday?
I think so.
Yeah.
This one's really critical, though.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
really,
really critical.
It's not just critical; it's critical.
Hey, you know what? Something is really cool. Now that I'm looking at this webpage?
Yes.
What is this? CNET.
Yeah. Yes.
CNET.
CNET News.
Did you see this thing over here? Click on one of those.
Whoa, I did see that, but I didn't actually know it was
clickable. So what they've got is they've got this thing where it's sort of a...
Looks like a map, like a... What do you call it? A map, right?
It looks like a map. Yeah, it's a grid structure for those of you that are programmers.
A node map.
Yeah. And essentially you can click on different ones, right? If you click on that one, it'll cycle through. And that's just really cool. So what they've got is they've got the story that you're looking at, and it has strings that attach to related stories,
right?
And then and topics. So you can follow a chain of strings to different topics and different ideas. And
you know what? It's evading me. There's a word for how they have this whole flowchart set out here.
There's a program that I used to use called MyBrain that used exactly this, and you could put in your own topics,
yep,
and you could attach Word documents and all that stuff so that you could have it. Yeah.
It looks like a spider web.
It looks like a spider web. Yeah.
And as you click each one, the web moves to center on the one
and re-expands.
And expands out so you can see all the related items.
Yeah.
So
it's very cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Desktop Linux, a vehicle for pirating Windows. Who on earth would run Linux to pirate Windows?
That's strange.
That's retarded.
Yeah. I wonder if they're talking about wine.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Interesting. So anyhow, there is a critical Windows fix coming. I know a lot of people use Windows, so just keep your eye out for it. It looks like there's something pretty bad
the
out there.
Critical
finally getting around to fixing.
Windows fix.
Yes. So okay. That's really all I had on that.
I have a movie stuff.
You do?
I do.
Sweet.
Well, I don't know if it's a movie stuff so much, but Jen and I have been watching Lost. Have you seen that show?
I've seen it a couple times. And I don't watch much TV. What I've seen of it is very cool, but I've heard bad things about the fact that it's just like telling the same damn story over and over again from different people's perspective, and they're like, ugh, come on.
That's partially true, but I don't get the sense of the boredom.
No?
I grabbed it from BitTorrent, and we're going through all of season one right now, and we're up to, in the last 2 days, 3 days, we've watched 9 episodes, and we are totally addicted to it. It's got a really, it's got a cool X-Files feel kind of to it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Twin Peaks, if you've ever seen that.
Yep,
But yeah, they do tell, they sort of tell the same story over and over again. But essentially what happens is they have a lot of, like, they have a lot of flashbacks to right before the plane crashes.
Yes.
You know, and
for character development.
Right.
Who they were before they got there.
Right, and it's the same plane crash over and over again, but it's always from a different perspective. And it's their story.
Right.
You know?
Did they ever show it from the perspective of the guy who got sucked out of the plane and crushed into the ocean?
No.
Huh.
But that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's one of the things, actually, is that every time you think to yourself, because I was thinking for a while now, I'm like, wait a minute. The plane separates into three pieces.
Yes.
Falls from 40,000 feet in the sky.
Yep.
And these people live.
It happens. Occasionally.
Well, Two of the characters were walking through the jungle, and one of the characters turns to the other and he says, it's funny that no one wants to talk about the fact that this is us being here is not possible.
Right.
And the girl's like, what do you mean? And he's like, we fell out of an airplane from 40,000 feet and lived, with most of us with minor scratches. That doesn't happen.
Interesting. So they did address
it. They sort of address it, and they say, it wasn't an oversight by the writers. They didn't just overlook it. It was actually intentional.
Right. Well, yeah, because most people are going to say that. I mean, how often do you hear of a massive plane crash where anyone lives?
Right, and I think by bringing it up in the story especially, you know, and they've done that with a couple other things.
So you think they're actually going to explain it, though?
No.
Right.
No, but I think that's okay. It's like one of the guys is a junkie.
Yes.
And he's always shown with this really weird kind of brown-looking drug. And
I saw the episode where he overcomes his addiction.
Okay. And it's driving Jen crazy because she can't figure out what drug it is. And, like, it's not really – it doesn't look like coke.
It's
and
heroin.
It doesn't – it's heroin?
Yes.
But he's snorting it.
I don't know. I just know that he was in a rock band and he had – he's the rock band guy.
Right. He's the rock band guy. But they never say it's heroin.
No, I don't know if they ever do, but I'm pretty sure it's heroin.
But point being is that it doesn't matter.
Right.
And I think that the writers may have actually intentionally made it
very vague and generic.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
And they very well could have.
The one where he overcame his addiction, that was a really good one. The one with the moth and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Where he comes out of the cave just like the moth.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought that was a pretty cool one.
So you're watching season one then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I've seen a couple of those.
We've got all of season one and 5 episodes of season two. So we're digging through them, though. Commercial free. High def.
Commercial free is nice.
Gotta love it. So I'd really strongly recommend Lost for anybody that's interested in any kind of X-Files thing or like Twin Peaks when it came out.
All right.
It's a good show.
Cool. Well, there's a movie making then.
Well, there's a movie stuff. We got no movie making stuff.
No,
we
don't need
movie making stuff. Movie making stuff. I'd just like to say this. Microphones are a pain in the ass.
Microphones are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And we can get a microphone set up for doing podcasts, no problem. But I started thinking about it the other day, and we've been doing some research on wireless, you know, wireless lapel mics or things like that that we can go directly to our camera.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, well, you know what's going to happen is if you got two people, you can get two lavalier mics, you know, mics. But it's going to cost about $200
right.
to get a remote system, get to plug into your camera. Two transmitters.
A crappy mic makes a big difference.
Oh, a huge difference.
You know, and I'm sure as the listeners have figured out that as we shift around mics and as we use different mics, it does. It makes a big difference. Yep. And I think even the big mic that we have. I think we probably should have used it today instead of this one.
Yeah, like maybe.
The handheld mic sounds so much better.
It does.
So much better.
Yeah, you can tell the difference big time.
Yep.
So you don't want to skimp on it either.
No.
Well, then my other thought is, well, if you've got more than two people, now you need a boom mic. Because you don't want to go miking everybody.
Right.
Now get a boom mic and have somebody, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking we'll just take our one mic and wrap it onto a stick and hang it out there, but I don't think it'll catch enough sound. It's too...
I think that's an omnidirectional, dude. I don't think that's a directional mic.
I don't know. Maybe it'll pick up some sound. We'll have to try it. But yes, microphones are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So my recommendation is find someone rich to buy you microphones.
There you go. That's our movie making tip.
There's our movie making
tip. Find a rich person.
Find a rich person. That totally goes against our whole garage film.
Well, that's part of it, is how to make a movie when you don't have any money.
Right.
Find someone rich to give you money.
There you go.
There you go.
Or make silent movies.
Ah.
You notice that most of our movies don't have a lot of sound in them.
No, they just got they got a music track in the background.
And that's
because it's
such a pain in the ass to get really good audio.
It really is.
You need someone who really knows what they're doing and knows what things are going to sound like while you're doing them.
Yeah.
You know, like the one thing we finally started doing was listening with the last one we did. It didn't work very well because of our microphones. I think it was because of the way we had our microphones set up. But we started listening to the sound
as we were doing it.
Did
we do that as a movie making tip yet?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Here's a good movie making tip, right? If you've got a camera that has an audio out and an audio in, when you have a microphone and the audio in and you're taking video, have a set of headphones plugged into that audio out so you can actually hear through the headphones what the audio track is going to sound like.
Yeah, I've got a... What do I got here? My Canon camera is the... I have the Canon... I used to know this when I actually was doing some shooting. The Optura 30. The Canon Optura 30.
Nice camera, by the way.
It is very nice. In fact, we've been using it to film... We filmed the...
The seminar.
Seminar with that, and Chuck has said that the quality of what we got off of my camera was just superb.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that. But
after DV compression, too.
Yeah. So. And I've got the audio in. Well, that was straight out. Well, yeah, right. DV compression. So we have an audio out and an audio in. And there's also a way to adjust the inputs of your microphones right in the camera. So the point is you want to
hear what's going on your audio track.
Right. Because if it sounds weird to you through those headphones, it's going to sound weird when you get to editing it.
Well, not only that, but like when we were doing The Stranger, we had a mic in the car and the camera outside of the car.
Yeah.
And there's no way to hear what's going on in the car unless you have the microphones on.
Yep.
Or the headphones on even.
Or the headphones on even.
Oh.
So, yeah.
There we go. Hey, we got a movie making tip in.
That microphone did not work well in the car at all.
No.
Because if it was turned just a little bit, you couldn't really hear my voice. It's very, it may be somewhat omnidirectional.
Maybe it's like a cone.
But yeah, so that cone needs to be. Yeah, that would have been a perfect spot for two lavalier mics.
Right.
That would have been the way to do it. Yep. And for me personally, I think at this point in our juncture, I'd rather have
somewhat bad. We were using your mixer then, weren't we?
Yes.
And it worked just fine.
It was low. The audio levels were too low through the mixer. That was part of the problem. But I'd almost rather deal with cheap microphones and get the sound and have everything be audible.
Yeah.
The biggest problem I had with Stranger was you really couldn't hear me talking at all. No matter how much we tried to boost it or anything, it just wasn't good enough.
Well, and that's why I think the my little digital recorder works pretty well.
I think we
you
should
just stick
use
a lav
that.
Mic, hit the record on the digital recorder, and then cut it in.
I think the next time we get together, we should, because it's an hour and a half, we can do that. We're never going to be filming. I think we should get our little clapper, and we'll use the digital recorder and your lav mic. Or I'll buy another lav mic, dude.
$20
Yeah, $20
Cheap.
And you can hide the cables and
the
leave
quality's
the quality's
not very good, but
you know what? Screw
who
it.
Who cares?
We can deepen that a little
bit. That's right. That's
right. You know, if, as long as we have something.
Actually,
to play with.
Yeah, I put a little bass boost on the last episode. And oh, so speaking of the last episode, what did you think of the 64K feed?
I had a hard time telling the difference.
Me too.
I think what I noticed, the 64 kilohertz one sounded better, and I'll tell you why. You heard less detail.
I think
so too. The 96 kilohertz one, there was so much detail, you heard every little every little glitch.
Yep.
Well, when you some of that goes away on its own when you have, you know, a lower quality.
Right.
So it sounded a little bit better.
Well, it's like, here's another movie making tip. This is kind of I got another one for you.
Two for Saturday.
Right? If you have if you are filming an older person that has a lot of wrinkles, right?
Okay.
Sometimes you can put about a 10 to 15% blur filter through the video, and you visually, and 10% even might be a lot. You have to experiment with it. Visually, you can't tell the difference. All the wrinkles go away.
Really?
Yep.
Where the hell did you find that out?
Actually, it was a tip for still photography.
That's a great tip.
Yep, is that if you blur, if you put just a little bit of blur on it, the details disappear. The details, i.e., the person's wrinkles.
Right.
So sometimes, and the other thing I use is for my projector in the basement. They have what's called screen door effect.
Okay.
Which is where you can see the black lines between the pixels on the screen if you sit too close.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you defocus a little bit.
Yep.
So it makes that sort of a fuzzy line. And then you don't see the screen door as much. So it's kind of the same idea. But
I remember you dealing with that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good
tip. So you use a little bit of blur, and you can lose some detail like wrinkles and things like that.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. So there. Whoa. Where did we start with that one?
I have no idea.
I don't know where we're ending.
We started with Lost, and now we're Lost all over again. All
right. To bring it back around.
We've come full circle.
Underdark City.
No.
Role-playing game
man,
stuff.
Man, you can't even
Underdark
read.
Gallery. Underdark Gallery. What's the Underdark Gallery?
Wizards of the Coast released the full...
Hey, we're moving on to our RPG stuff for all of our fans that hate RPG stuff.
Yeah, so if you don't like RPG stuff, just turn us off now and go away. You disgraced geeks.
You disgust me.
So this is the...
Oh, dude, these are some sweet-looking minis.
The entire library of
what's
minis
that one?
Wait,
for
the Underdark series.
Loyal Earth Elemental.
Yeah.
Wow, that guy looks sweet.
I tell you what, this is probably one of the best looking overall
Now, these are the
minis.
Plastic ones,
these are the
right?
minis, yep, series that I've seen. The Baylor looks absolutely astonishing.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Dire Bat, to be honest. I think that Dire Bat looks incredible.
Yeah, I think so too.
They got the Nagas in here, which you guys...
Oh, yeah.
Remember when you guys killed that?
We worked one of those.
Yeah. A couple of Drow are in here, which, you know, I mean, Drow... So many drow. Drow are so yesterday. Half ogre barbarians looking good. The giant.
I was going to say,
the
giant
and the iron golem are two of probably my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Those look spectacular.
Now, how do you buy these? Do they come in like a full set?
No,
can you buy them individually?
You buy a box of 10 and they're random. They're collectible.
Oh, wow.
So you can't buy individual ones.
They're collectibles.
Huh? There may be stores that sell individual
ones.
Right,
just like magic cards.
And you can buy them on eBay, of course.
Right,
But there are the rares and stuff like that. I mean, they're pretty rare.
Wow.
So...
Oh, what's that one? Wait, scroll back up.
A Dolgaunt monk.
Never seen one of those.
That must be a race, because I don't know what a Dolgaunt is either. These are all... I think these are... there's a lot of Forgotten Realms in here.
Okay.
Artemis Entreri is in here. For anybody who's read the Dritz series, Artemis Entreri is basically Dritz's mortal enemy.
Okay.
And he's pretty badass. He's a dick, but he's badass. They have got Guinevere, who is Dritz Jordan's pet cat.
Okay.
She's actually an extra planar beast.
Yeah, these are really nice. Now, how expensive are these usually?
I believe now they're $19.99 for a pack of 10.
That's not bad.
Unless you buy one of the large packs, like the, they had a, an expansion that came out with the huge minis, like I've got my Giants.
Yes, yes.
Now,
yes.
Those, I believe, were $25 or $29 for a pack, because you get one huge.
Okay, so like the Baylor is going to be probably pretty expensive.
I think he's considered large, though, so.
Oh, so these are not to scale.
He may show up in a pack. I don't think he's a huge one. He's a large.
Okay.
So he's on the same size base as this Aspect of Cord.
Okay.
All right. So if there's usually typically one large, you get one large one in a box, and the rest of them are going to be small. So nine medium-sized, you know, small to medium-sized creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
One large one, and they goes for around $19.99.
Very cool.
$20 for 10, basically 10 yeah. pre-painted minis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looks good.
You know, I mean, you buy a pewter mini off the shelf. Yeah. I mean, you're talking $2.99 for one.
Yeah.
So when you're all said and done, it's
the,
about...
The pewter minis never stand as well as these
right.
do anyway.
Plus, you got to paint them. Yeah. And some people enjoy that.
Right,
that's
which
cool.
is fine. Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
You know, I just want
you just
to
want to play with them.
So, very nice. So, check it out. The Underdark set.
That looks
got the
good.
Full library.
Looks real good.
And they got the checklist, too.
Cool.
So, and then I was going to give a Winter Storm update.
Oh, let's do that. Now, we haven't talked about Winter Storm. Winter Storm is the current D&D campaign that Sterling and I and a bunch of our friends are going through
yeah.
right now.
It's been in the works for 2 years now, I think.
At least, yeah.
So we've got 12 players.
12 players.
12.
What's our average party level?
Average party level now is around level 9.
9.
9 to 10.
Right. And that's, well, it was 8. Our level 9 was granted to us because you knew you were going to kill us off and
yeah.
turn us into undead.
Yes.
After this one.
So an evil cleric lich has killed off the entire party.
Yep.
Except for 2, actually. Land Goblin Slayer, which is Matt, and then the Druid, Brent's Druid. I can't remember his name. But they were not with you guys the last time we ran. So,
part of the now have to go kill them.
Part of the next adventure is going to be a little PvP action.
That'll be sweet, dude.
Yeah, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. So I'm working out some details there. And I've got the basic plot of the next adventure all ready to go. We're going to be playing on the 19th, and it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good.
I think we just have to... I got to crack open the Liber Mortis and
yes,
make sure that my character is all up to snuff.
Right.
And,
so what everybody did was...
I need to get a printout of Tim from you today.
You can get one on the web anytime you want. Just go to D&D.
Yeah, are they current?
StrillingHighback.org. I don't have a current one of anything, dude. From the last one.
Okay.
You need them?
I'm just wondering if...
I can give you your copy of them.
That's what I was thinking.
So, yeah, I've been a slacker. I haven't updated the characters yet. And,
huh.
And I'm trying to find if maybe some other way to do it instead of doing it through PCGen. PCGen is really nice for doing the generations, but for keeping track of things over time, it's just such a pain in the ass.
Well, the tough part, I think, is that, one, there are so many players.
That is the toughest part.
And
12 players is tough for me to keep up with everybody, and only a handful of you guys would know how to do it yourselves.
Right, right. And that's the big thing, is that it's really difficult to not... I mean, at some point, you sort of just have to have a character-building session almost.
Yeah.
Where everybody just comes over and updates their character to whatever level they need to be.
Yeah.
They work on PC gen for however long they need. And
well,
you know.
One of the things we've done in the past is to have people email me the changes. Like, I've got my list of changes right now.
Right.
Everybody lost a class level.
Right.
They gained an undead racial level.
Right.
From the Liber Mortis. And since everybody basically hit level 9, then those people who died lost the feat, so they gained back a feat. So basically, I'm going to let them pick a new feat from the Liber Mortis if they wish. For people like Balfour, he's a bard. His music will not affect undead.
Oh.
So he's going to take a feat that lets his music affect undead creatures.
Oh, okay.
Right? So little things like that are important.
Yep.
Everybody's undead now. So basically, people are just need to do the research. What undead class do they want?
Yeah, and we've got that. We've got the...
The forums.
The forums. What am I thinking of? The thread on the forums.
Yeah.
Because I think that... I may have started that because I was really unclear about which race would be the best for me and all that stuff based on my character. And it's tough because wizards don't – there's not really one that stands out for them.
No. Actually, and I forget what we talked about. I think we talked about the
vampire
spawn.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But even the vampire spawn, it's not like, oh, my goodness, you're a wizard. You need to be a vampire spawn. Like,
no.
They have recommended race in the Liber
Mortis. Most of the undead classes in the Libra Mortis are better for fighters and clerics. Fighter types and cleric types. Caster types, I guess I think the white was pretty good for a rogue.
Okay, yeah.
But
there
was like one out of the five classes I think that are in there. There's the morgue, the mummy, the vampire spawn, the ghoulergast, the white.
Right.
And I think that was it. Yeah, so it should be interesting. The really funny thing now is, of course, that like I see for me, putting you guys up against undead normally kind of sucked because you've got two clerics. So with two clerics, I basically have to, and 12 players.
Right.
I basically have to have quadruple.
An army of undead.
Yeah, an army of that undead. And you guys usually just thrash
wipe them out anyway.
Absolutely thrash them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it should be kind of interesting now because now your clerics are undead. And they're basically going to have to be dealing with living people. That turn undead's not going to be such a big deal anymore because, and that's something that the clerics need to think about now. The clerics now can actually command undead. They don't turn undead anymore. If they're not good or neutral.
Really?
Right. So if they've gone to evil at all.
Interesting.
Because that's the other thing. That's right. Everybody's evil to good alignment has shifted down by one. Now, for anybody who's not familiar with the D20 system, there's basically two alignment planes. There's the lawful, neutral,
and chaotic
line, and then there's the good, neutral, evil line.
Right. So you end up with 9 squares.
Right. So what's that? 3 factorial.
Right.
3 times 2 times 1.
Right.
Yeah.
So
some crazy mix of things.
It's 9 different versions of that.
Right.
And lawful is essentially your anal retentive. You can be evil, but I mean just generically, right? You can be evil and anal retentive or evil, well, lawful evil would be Hannibal Lecter would be lawful evil.
Not really. I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't like law. He doesn't like to follow the rules.
Right, but he has a set of rules that he follows.
Yes, okay. You're right. So lawful means you have some sort of rules, even if they're your own.
Right.
Like typically evil knights. Like
yes.
Evil knights have a code of honor. It may be an evil code of honor.
Right.
But it's still a code of honor, and they have a law and a code of conduct that they follow.
Right.
So they are lawful evil.
Chaotic evil is just fucking crazy crazy.
Right. They're so crazy that the only people that want to be around them is them.
Yes.
Because they will kill anyone. They'll kill their best friend just for laughs and kicks because they're out of their skull.
I would imagine, say, Gollum might be a chaotic evil.
Gollum qualifies in my
He's a little more complex character than just, say, evil, evil. But
he's chaotic evil.
But he's probably
everything
chaotic
he does
evil.
Is pretty well, as I mean, kind of, for the most part, I would say, a little bit
he's
unexpected.
He's out for himself.
He's out for himself.
Yeah.
And he's definitely evil.
You know what? This is the thing with Gollum, is that he's got two personalities. He's got Smeagol, and he's got Gollum.
Right.
The Gollum side of his personality would be chaotic evil.
Yes.
The Smeagol side would maybe be...
They're more chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral, right. So anyway, so then you have your neutral plane, and that's just, you know, people neutral. Who are...
Make decisions based on things. That most people in the world, like today's world, are some version of neutral. It's basically like, look, well, you know what I mean? Someone's hurting this person who's, you know what I mean? I should help them.
Right.
You know, there's, you know what I mean? There's somebody's doing something really bad 3 blocks down. I can't really see that. I can hear something. Maybe I shouldn't get involved.
Right.
I'm just going to go home.
I'm going to get my ass beat at the same time.
Yeah, or I'll call the police.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's just decisions like that where it could go either way depending on the circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, someone who's lawful good.
So anyway, like you were saying,
be suckered into everything.
Shifted
like
down. What does that mean? We have to, I think my character is chaotic good.
He is now chaotic neutral.
Okay.
You shift down by 1.
Okay.
Unless you're already evil, but nobody was before that, so.
I don't think generally we don't pay strict attention to that stuff.
No, but there are a few things. I mean, there are, like Belfour now. Belfour's chaotic evil now.
Oh, shit.
As if he wasn't a pain in the ass when he was chaotic neutral.
Are you serious?
He was chaotic neutral. Perfect for him. I mean, he's a Kender bard.
Right.
Right, so
he's
chaotic,
an undead, chaotic, evil Kender Bard.
He is an undead, chaotic, evil.
Dude, he's getting a fireball right in his bunghole.
I expect he'll be dead by the end of this one, and he'll have to make a new character.
Because we're gonna kill him.
Because if you guys, because if I don't kill him, you guys will kill him.
Yeah.
because he's already even said so in the email. I mean, he was going crazy before. He would run through dungeons, just opening doors because he couldn't stand.
Letting all the monsters pour out.
Yeah, and he'd just keep on running.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's going to die.
Yeah, so I firmly believe there will be
he'll have fun doing it.
Some sort of accident. Oh, it'll be memorable. It'll be very memorable. Very, very memorable death. I enjoy a good memorable death. Wow, we've wasted a whole bunch of time just talking about nothing.
Well, about the winter storm.
I know.
Dude, so that's fun.
If anybody has any questions about, like, D20 stuff,
yeah,
I would love
to
like, do some stuff on the air about that. The D20 system, I tell you, it's one of my favorite.
Mine too.
One of my absolute favorite systems. I really enjoy it.
All right. So, video game stuff. I don't think we have any video game stuff. I almost bought, I think we talked about it. See, now this is the place in the podcast where we should hit pause, but we don't.
That's silly.
Grand Theft Auto.
It's not real, then. Oh, Grand Theft Auto, that's right, for the PSP.
I almost bought it. I didn't get it, but I have been thinking more and more about getting it.
I'm sort of just saving up my money a little bit here because Christmas is coming up, and I need new glasses, and that's always a fucking ton of money.
And
so I'm waiting because my next game is going to be the X-Men game for the PSP, and I'll give a big old report on that when I'm done because I think that game's going to be absolutely awesome.
And the Xbox is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about that, and I don't think I'm going to get another console.
My wife said, "So what do you want for Christmas?" And I was like, let's see, how pissed will she be if I say Xbox 360? Because I told her, she's like, she thinks that it's such a scam that they come out with these consoles all the time, and they put so much hype behind it. And
it is a scam.
People want it. It is a scam.
But it's going to be an awesome piece of machinery.
But I get sucked in every single time.
It's going to be an awesome piece of machinery.
Yeah, it really will.
But I don't know, I'm going to wait for a while. I'm going to see. Because honestly, though, the PSP is still a big turn-on for me because I can go anywhere in the house.
I know.
I can sit in the bedroom. I can sit on the toilet and play my video games.
I'm going to be playing my PSP for a long time.
Yeah,
long
I don't see any reason to get a console because all the rest of you fuckers are buying them for me, and I'll just go over to your house and play them. Because the only time I ever play my consoles is when I'm with my friends.
Right.
I don't play by myself.
Right.
That's not the kind of gaming I like to do.
Right.
If I'm going to play by myself, I'm going to be on the computer playing World of Warcraft.
Right. And that's the other thing is that you have the computer. That you're a computer gamer.
Yes.
You know, you're not
but
a console
it's got to be
gamer.
MMORPGs. I mean, it's got to be the massive online role-playing games. I don't play any other type of computer game.
What if, let me ask you this, what if you were able to stick a keyboard and mouse on your console?
Well, then I'd have it. Well, they'd still have to have the type of games. I'm sorry, but since I've discovered massive online role-playing games, I have yet to find a game that fills that gap for me.
But, well, and the other thing is, what did you just spend on this new computer? Enough. Mm. Didn't you just buy this one?
Yeah, but it cost me $300.
What?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Where'd you get this thing?
It was $150 for the case, which had all the fan and everything done in it. And it was another $150 for a new motherboard and
CPU.
Yeah, I got the AMD 2200X Plus.
Oh, so
2200.
you used the same RAM that you had. You used the hard drive that
you
had.
Oh, I did get new RAM. But all said and done, I paid $350 for a gig of RAM, 2200 plus, so basically a 2.1 gigahertz AMD processor.
What's the processor in here? It's 2.1? Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was super cheap. I was planning on spending maybe $500, but
sure.
$350, I'm good to go.
Cool. Very cool.
So I'm very happy with it.
But that's the price of an Xbox 360.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's just an upgrade.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, here's the deal. This computer, before I bought this computer, I had had the same computer for 5 years.
Well, and now you can do video editing and stuff like
that. And I could do that on the old one.
You could do that on the old one.
This was just basically a birthday gift to me. It's the only reason I got it. If it was not some special occasion, I would have just gone on. Because the only thing I really wanted was some extra RAM.
And that's my thing, too, is that now I've got a 2.1 gigahertz. Which is not the same as what you have because I have an Intel.
Right.
Your 2.1 is faster than mine. I'm looking at getting more RAM or a new computer or I don't know what, but I need the thing to be faster.
How much RAM do you have?
Dog. I've got 348.
Ugh, that's your problem. Buy a gig of RAM.
Well, and I have the bigger problem actually is I have the old RAM. I don't have, what is it, what's the new RAM?
The new RAM is this
SDRAM?
I
have SDRAM and not DDR.
Right, DDR RAM.
Yeah. I've got a spot for DDR. I've got two slots for DDR on my motherboard, but I can't use the old and the new at the same time.
Get rid of those old ones, buy two 500 meg
I know.
DDR. Trust me, the difference will astound you.
Really?
Will astound
you. Okay. Well, I'll have to do that then. Holy shit, we got 54 minutes on this show.
All right, we only got one animal.
Let's do one last one.
It's amazing what kind of shit we can come up with when we have such a skinny wikey.
I know, dude. There's nothing to it.
All right. I'm going to give a book report. I just finished reading the book Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card.
That I heard a lot about that on Geeks On. They were talking about that.
That is probably one of the most fantastic books I've
really?
Ever read. Really? It was all about this young boy who basically... but basically they took him from his home and turned him into a soldier. They turned him into the ultimate commander and leader of armies. And they did it through a series of, he like went to this basically a space station where they taught him how to play war games, and he played with other kids, and he ended up
interesting
working his way to the top. And they kind of mentally fucked with him through the whole book.
Right.
Because they were trying to get him to be optimal.
Right.
So he would be
now
the
there's a
optimal.
Lot of these in this series, right?
No, this is it. Sorry, more. This is it. But I highly recommend it. It's a short read. It's not very long. It's a very intriguing book, and it's about the future. It's set in the future. China and the United States now basically control the world together. There's colonization on other planets. There's been two attacks from an alien species, and basically they fear a third attack, and they're looking for the ultimate commander because the guy who won in the second attack. Is supposedly dead and gone.
I see.
And so he can't do it.
Right.
And he's the one who is tactically smart enough to outthink these bugs. And these bugs are called the buggers, are sort of like the Borg. They think collectively, and they can think so fast. They don't have technology. Their communication is all some sort of telepathic thing.
Okay.
And they can communicate over light years.
Okay.
And so there's all this crazy stuff you find out. Just the things that this kid goes through and how incredibly intelligent he is.
Interesting.
And they don't kind of beat around the bush and say, well, he just figured out a way around it. They explain his tactics and how he overcomes the rules of these games and how he basically changes this warrior school that they send him in originally before they send him on a commanding school. They have mm-hmm. him at battle school. And he changes the rules of the game because he thinks so far outside the box that no one can keep up with him.
Interesting.
But they keep hammering at him, and they make it harder. And I mean, at one point, it's his team versus two teams, and they totally try to just run this kid in the ground, try to break him, because the objective is they want him to be so good that they want to, they want to see if he breaks or not. Because if he breaks, he's not good enough.
Right. Interesting.
And he starts out, he's 6 years old. You know, and by the end of the book, he's only 12.
Sounds good.
So it's very interesting.
I'll have to check that out.
I highly recommend it if anybody likes science fiction. It's not really about the aliens, but if you like science fiction, and definitely read it. It'll astound you, I think.
Cool.
So,
man, I'm sleepy.
Wow. I don't even think I can do outros anymore.
What's that?
We gotta do outros. I said I don't even think I can do my outro.
I don't know.
Nothing to,
all right.
Nothing to say.
Maybe we should do... I'll do a serious one.
All right.
My name is Dan Williams. I am a software developer in Grand Rapids, working mainly with Visual Studio, Visual Basic, and ASP.NET, VisualBasic.NET and ASP.NET. I am a professor at Grand Valley Community College, Grand Rapids Community College. We'll combine the two.
Wow.
Grand Rapids Community College. I teach the C++ class there.
Awesome.
That's my deal.
I'm Sterling Hybeck. And
I'm a red belt in Sanyundo too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
I am. I'm a software developer, and I'm a writer, and I'm a movie maker, and I'm a podcaster, and I play paintball, and
I
play Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm a nerd of them.
All right, I think we're done.
Wow. Yeah. All right, everybody, take it easy.